my life wasn't normal. But yet we all think our lives were normal. And I think we stay quiet because we that's the way it was and we think it was normal. I mean, for instance, you know, when I was growing up with post, and I used to get paid 50p a week for checking under my dad's car. That was like a treat to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was checking for a bot. I mean, looking back at it now, it's completely mental.
Mm-hmm.
But if a padded envelope or anything came, you had to pick it up with the fire tongs and then put it in a metal bucket at the back, even if it was something it was ordered.
Yeah.
You didn't give your telephone number out to anybody unless there were police families.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody was coming to the house, they would have to be all checked out and everything like that. I mean, that's not a normal way to grow up as a kid. Mm-hmm. And you didn't tell anybody at school your dad was in the police. Just wee things like that.
Yeah.
And the whole way our lives were, for me anyway, was not normal at all. And I can remember in the 80s, when the UDA, the UVF were burning policemen out and prison officers out. I can remember my dad putting in these windows here, the double bed mattress, and we all slept on the floor in the back room. Mm-hmm. But they made it out to be like it was a game, like we were camping.
Yeah.
But again, that's completely nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's not normal. And I think we're quiet because we just think that's the way it was and it was normal, so we'll get on with it.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, none of it is. The whole thing is looking back on the way people lived,
mm-hmm.
and even going into shop, opening your bag, getting searched, you know, all mm-hmm. those daft things that people had to do, you know, it's just like, and seeing things and being, you know, I can remember getting the bus at the side of the city hall with my mum to go to my nanny's, and there was like automatic gunfire. My mum threw me down the bus.